But Blue Jays lose tonight in Boston to the Red Sox 10-7. Joining us to talk about that. And who are we kidding? Looking ahead to 2018 already, Shai Davidi, Sportsnet baseball columnist and author of The Big 50. Hey, Shai, how are you?
I'm all right. What's going on, fellas?
Shai, I got to ask you right away, what is the bigger fool's gold? September or spring training?
Oh, spring training. Okay. Even a conversation. Yeah. I mean, like, the games actually count in September.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, guys aren't going to the plate saying, yeah, you know what? I just want to see breaking balls away and see how that goes. And I will say that this is an interesting September. Because you look at all the games that the Blue Jays have played, save for the Detroit series, they've all been against contending clubs, right?
Right.
And, you know, we were talking about this with John Gibbons before the game in regards to Teoscar Hernandez specifically. But, I mean, he's hit home runs off legit dudes in the last few days. You know, he's got Sonny Gray and he got Masahiro Tanaka and he got Chris Sale. I mean, he's not hitting home runs off like fellow AAA guys who just happen to be up in the big leagues for September. So, it's definitely a small sample size. It still requires caution, but I think you could take a little bit more stock out of it, especially when you're facing the quality of competition the Blue Jays had this month.
In terms of Hernandez, I feel like he was probably a pretty good candidate to at least be in the conversation for a corner outfield spot next year. But do you think he's done enough already to solidify it, or do you think that was already secure regardless of how he fared down the stretch here?
You know, that's a really good question, Josh. And I will say that initially the sense was that, you know, let him come up here, get some experience, it's a look, and give him a little bit of information. But they probably wanted to have him really force his way onto the team. And now, I don't know whether the Blue Jays are going to have to start thinking a little bit differently. I think they probably at minimum feel a bit more comfortable with the idea of him going into spring training, penciled into the lineup in some way, shape, or form. Than they would have a few weeks ago. But is it enough to convince them that 100% they can, you know, shop for one last corner outfielder this offseason? I don't know for certain that we can say that just yet.
What do you think he sort of projects out to as a hitter and a ball player? Like, he's not a bad outfielder. It seems like he's still striking out a lot, and the speed really hasn't been there. And also the power has sort of spiked a little bit when he was a power hitter a little bit in the minors, but not really there. What do you think he forecasts out to over the rest of his big league career?
Well, you know, I was talking with a couple scouts, rival scouts today about him. And I said to them, you know, look, what are you making of this? You know, is this something that, you know, you're ready to jump all aboard on? Or, you know, should people sort of temper their expectations? And they both said, look, really like the athleticism, plus defender. A lot of it's going to depend on what he turns out to be as a hitter, but at minimum, he's a really, really good fourth outfielder, but he's probably an everyday guy, and he's got a chance to be an impact everyday guy. So that's an interesting assessment from rival clubs, and I think that's sort of the description right now. It's like, he does have some power, he does have some speed. The power's obviously played up in the last little while, and obviously that's why we're all talking about him, because he's got 6 home runs this past 6 games and 8 home runs this month. But there's an entire skill set there, and he, in some ways, is an unfinished product, right? He's still developing. You know, there's some holes in the swing, in his swing right now, or in his plate coverage that he has to sort of figure out, and, you know, you see that in the number of strikeouts. But there is enough talent there that you think, like, this guy could potentially be a middle-of-the-order type of player.
Sportsnet baseball columnist and author of The Big 50, Shai Davidi, joining us here on Sportsnet tonight. I'm George. That's Josh along the Sportsnet radio network. Shai, we had Jonah Carey on the radio station yesterday, and he was making a case that maybe the Blue Jays should have an outfield in 2018 with Anthony Alford, Kevin Pillar, and Teoscar Hernandez. Do you think the Blue Jays would seriously consider that trio starting 2018?
At the start, I don't think so. I believe that the Blue Jays will want to, at minimum, have Anthony Alford and Dalton Pompey and Dwight Smith Jr. and those guys at AAA Buffalo, possibly Teoscar Hernandez as well, and have them come up and force their way into things. But I think a lot of that, too, will depend on how things play out in free agency. Look, the Blue Jays have to get themselves another starter. They're going to want to address their bullpen. They're going to want to address middle infield, and they have a limited amount of money. So if you're spending more elsewhere, and you're taking away from how much money you're spending on the outfield, then, yeah, maybe you do that. So, I wouldn't be surprised if by the end of 2018 that both Teoscar Hernandez and maybe Anthony Alford were in that outfield. But I don't think that's going to be plan A for them or how they're going to design things based on where things stand right now heading into the offseason.
Shai, we all know that ownership wants to contend in 2018. Well, management wants to contend in 2018. Ownership loves seeing 3+ million butts in the seats down at Rogers Center. Does this management team have to make a splash in free agency just to show the fans that, hey, we are really serious about 2018? And do you think that's enough of a sign for fans to start buying those tickets around Christmas time that this ownership group is willing to spend on free agents to say, yeah, we want to be a good team in 2018?
Well, I really think that some sort of splashy addition would go over very well with the fan base. Right now, my guess is that there probably isn't going to be one unless it comes via trade. I don't think that they're particularly enamored with the free agent alternatives, at least on the higher end, or see a fit. My sense is that this team wants to get away from, guys in their 30s on multi-year deals and skew younger and not invest money in that type of player. So any sort of addition like that won't come via free agency. It'd have to be a trade, and you never know with the trade market, right? Because it takes two to tango. So I'm not sure how fans are going to react to this offseason, but we also don't know what this offseason is going to bring. So a splashy ad would go a long way in reassuring people and making them happy, because it hasn't been a very happy season. But this team should theoretically also get better simply by having a lot of their players return to health. And that would make this group automatically, or give this group an automatic improvement just based on, 30 starts from Aaron Sanchez, more at-bats potentially for Devin Travis and Josh Donaldson and Troy Tulowitzki.
You mentioned Donaldson there, and he's been arguably the best hitter in baseball and probably the American League since the All-Star break. And his OPS and power numbers are right in line with the last two seasons. What do you think they're going to do in terms of the offseason? Do you think there's going to be dialogue on a possible extension with Donaldson? Or are they going to go into spring training with him as a free agent and sort of go month by month and see where things stand with the team at the deadline and then maybe flip him if they're out of it?
Yeah, I would think that it's probably the latter scenario. I imagine they have some sort of dialogue. My guess is that there's no extension, and that the Josh Donaldson plays out his final year, and the two options that you mentioned exist. They ride it out with them if they're in contention, or they end up swapping them out at the deadline if they fall out of the race. So it's going to be tough. Edwin Encarnacion left last year. In all likelihood, Jose Bautista leaves after this season, and then Josh Donaldson next year. But I think this is part of what the management group envisioned, a sort of a natural turnover of this core and sort of handing it to the younger kids. The younger kids largely aren't here yet, and how they end up bridging the gap is going to be very interesting.
Do you think he's looking for like a 4 or 5 year deal, or is there any way they could get him on a 3 year deal for a huge term, or does he want the long term security?
I don't know right now. I mean, it's going to be a fascinating market after the 2018 season. That it's going to be Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and several other big names, and how Josh Donaldson fits into that, because he's going to be a bit older, is going to be intriguing, especially because what we saw last year is that age is very much being penalized in free agency these days. So, you know, to try and predict what the market's going to be two off seasons from now is an impossible task. You know, I know that he very much likes being in Toronto. He'd like to stay in Toronto. But, you know, you get to that point, if the Blue Jays don't give him the incentive to not test the market, then he's better off testing the market. And at that point, anything can happen. So, you know, it's really tough to read. But it was a strange sort of free agent market last year. And I think that a lot of teams are going to be watching to see whether last year was sort of a blip or any sort of more meaningful or longer-term correction.
Sportsnet baseball columnist, author of the Big 50, Shai Davidi. Shai, thanks for doing this, pal.
You got it, fellas. Take care.